Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
We've already seen this week that professing atheists will try to argue that an all-powerful, all-knowing, good God cannot exist if there's evil in the world, and yet they have nothing to appeal to once they deny God for a standard of evil, and therefore they're stuck. They have to rely on society. Now, they will always speak in language of absolutes while denying an absolute standard, and therefore you end up having this problem as a dilemma that they have. And you can test this with them. Ask them this question: is the act of rape always wrong? They always say yes. Now, notice the question: the act of rape itself, not the consequences, not the way it makes anyone feel, the act of rape itself, is it always? Now, once you say always, it's an absolute. Is the act of rape always wrong? They say yes. Why? They're going to say because of harm. However, if you have someone who is raped while they're in a coma, or as one dentist had done, had raped several women while they were asleep, they had no harm. One woman discovered she was pregnant, having not been with a man, so she thought, figured it out and tested the paternity test with the dentist. He was the father. Other women came forward and found out they too had been raped by him. The women who found out afterwards then suffered the consequences of rape because they now knew about it. Interesting, it wasn't the act of rape that caused the harm. It was the knowledge that they were raped that caused the harm. Now they have a dilemma for the atheist because they want to say it's the act itself, but they can't appeal to it when they say it's just because of harm. The act of rape is always wrong because God's not a rapist.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.